So I'm going to ask you real quick, does this sound familiar? Up is down, black is white, right is wrong. Does this sound familiar?
Good is portrayed as evil, and evil is portrayed as good. We see this moral confusion when Israel is falsely accused of genocide, when we defend ourselves against enemies who try to commit genocide against us.
In Mecca, we see that what that attack looks like in that video, as Tom says, it does not look like a normal strike. They meant business, whatever they were going after. What does this mean?
Several former members of the Israeli Defense Force have come forth because they are extremely concerned about what is going on in Israel. They testify how the military in Israel is the most advanced high-tech army in the entire world. They also reveal how the borders between Israel and Gaza are the most heavily secured borders anywhere on earth. High-tech sensors alert the Israeli Defense Force from the moment that even a small animal approaches the borders. Yet, hundreds of Hamas fighters were not only able to approach the border, but they blew up the fences. They entered Israeli territory and started destroying homes and burning down villages and killing Israeli people without any semblance of defense by the Israeli military.
So are you catching on? Everything is coalescing at the same time right now. This is all ramping up so bad, it's unbelievable. Real quick, I want to give a shout out to my subscriber, Scotty, that hooked me up with this hotel room because I needed a break and I needed to make this video because we're in some really insane times right now. It's absolutely insane. It blows me away. And it's funny that Israel is playing their part. Even though the IDF, Israel's entire thing was controlling the people in Palestine in a literal open air martial law setting, where they were testing all sorts of weapons. Those people couldn't move without Israeli forces kicking down their door and dragging them away. And yet suddenly they got magically attacked by Hamas, and then it turned into Hezbollah. Now they're bombing Iran, Lebanon, and every other country all around them. This is going to continue. This will absolutely escalate. Meanwhile, we have Congress, 40 days before the election, Congress is trying to pass the 28th Amendment to the Constitution. You're not going to believe this. This is the front page of Politico right now, where they're saying one pistol magazine can change the balance of power. Congress is wholly unprepared for a mass casualty event. So 40 days before the election, Congress is trying to push through the 28th Amendment to the Constitution, which, and you mean you can't make this up. 40 days before the election, Congress is openly telling us that right now they are prepping for a mass casualty event in Washington, D.C. These guys are talking about a mass assassination of members of Congress, and they're talking about over 100 members of Congress getting killed in a single event. Are you kidding me? Do you know how hard it is to literally get an amendment to the Constitution, let alone 40 days before the election, let alone with the president sitting someplace in a closet while Kamala Harris is running around acting like an absolute imbecile, openly and blatantly lying about all sorts of things.
What you're going to hear tonight is a detailed and dangerous plan called Project 2025 that the former president intends on implementing if he were elected again.
Fact, Trump had nothing to do with Project 2025, and what you heard last night was Trump's plan to make America safer and more prosperous, his ideas. Second, Kamala's phony defense of what are your constitutional rights.
This business about taking everyone's guns away, Tim Walz and I are both gun owners. We're not taking anybody's guns away, so stop with the continuous lying about this stuff.
Well, who's lying? Kamala in 2019 pledged to enact a mandatory gun buyback program and just last month called for a ban on assault weapons. Third, Kamala knowingly took Trump completely out of context.
Donald Trump, the candidate, has said in this election there will be a bloodbath if this and the outcome of this election is not to his liking.
fact, Trump was referring to the auto industry that will, in fact, face a bloodbath if Kamala enacts her radical climate agenda. Kamala steals Biden's favorite talking point.
Let's remember Charlottesville, where there was a mob of people carrying tiki torches, spewing anti-Semitic hate. And what did the president then at the time say? There were fine people on each side.
Wait, do we really need to go over this again? First of all, when she says tiki torches, the whole thing kind of collapses for me. This may be the most debunked lie in all of politics, but she stuck with it. In fact, Trump specifically condemned these groups that she's talking about. I covered it at the time, in real time, here on Fox.
These guys are warning us that a mass casualty event is coming, and we're wholly unprepared. So what they're doing is they're basically threatening Congress. We're going to kill half of you, and then with our new continuity of government bill, COG, something I talked about 15 years ago and then 10 years ago, these guys are saying that there could be a mass casualty event that'll take out half of Congress, and they can replace them just like that without any votes whatsoever at all, leaving the continuity of government in the hands of, what's his name? He's from NORAD, GLOW. So with this new amendment in place, if they can get it, which they will, because they're doing this. This is the New World Order. We're watching it happening all over the earth right now at the same time, but now it's going to happen really heavy duty in America. So continuity of government would literally take the power out of Congress's hands, and the president would hand it over to this guy right here. This is the only dude I can find, but Gregory Gallo from NORAD. I told you about this years ago. To be totally honest, years ago when I talked about continuity of government, I didn't think it would really happen. But I mean, look at absolutely everything that's going on right now. Every place. Israel is just attacking everybody no matter what. And I got to tell you one real quick thing. This right here don't look real. It doesn't sound real and it doesn't look real. Okay, so somebody's in an office building looking out the window. If these explosions were so legit and literal, I mean, I don't even see any fire. All I'm seeing, they look like smoke canisters. But they're trying to tell us that Israel is just bombing everybody. If this were real, it would have shattered or at least moved the windows by now. You see what I'm saying? We live in a world where everything is a lie. Everything is fake. Good is evil. Evil is good, just like Netanyahu told us. But the United States government right now, 39 days before the election, which won't come, there will be no election. 39 days, they're trying to push another amendment through the Constitution so that if something where half Congress gets wiped out, they can just replace them with handpicked. No elections needed, no big deal. This has never happened before. It's happening now. Why? Because what have I been quacking about for the last 2 years? Civil war, civil war, civil war. Even some of the more mainstream people are catching on to this because they knew what happened to Biden. I told you Obama was behind this the entire time. I originally said Biden would probably die and then they would put this lady Harris in place. Well, they did do that. But listen to this. Even the mainstream-ish, I don't consider these guys on the same level as us because they just won't go the next step to call this what it is. It's a biblical good versus evil. This is the new world order making its way right now. But even these guys are coming up with this stuff. Listen to this real quick.
Like, I don't know, the Obama coup that just removed President Biden from the ticket from running for office again without any voting by Democratic voters placed Kamala Harris as the presumptive nominee.
Yes.
Sound familiar?
That happened
no
in
voters.
The year 2024.
We had a coup in the United States a few weeks ago. A Democratic coup in the United States a few weeks ago. And they removed a sitting president from the ticket, replaced him with their new puppet. And they did it all without you voting anything.
So the dude who I just had on there used to be on Fox News or something like that, but whatever, I don't care. I just wanted you to see what they're saying. They're actually saying the same thing that I've been telling you since day one, that Obama was behind this. Obama was pulling the strings, and Obama still is. And now they're literally openly threatening Congress. Like, half of you guys are going to disappear. There's going to be a mass casualty event. We couldn't even protect the former president twice. You know what I mean? Twice. Somebody shot him, allegedly. And then somebody was at the golf course that nobody knew about. So clearly, this is all happening in the background. This is all happening. I don't know how else to stress this, but this is insanity, absolute insanity. And everybody that I've interacted with so far today, because I just got back here, everyone that I just interacted with today don't even know this is going on. And all I kept thinking is, I got to get these springs in my truck and get back to the hotel room and make this video, which I'm doing right now. Because all hell is breaking loose. We've got this going on while Bill Gates is talking about AI taking over and AI having hallucinations. You know what? Listen to this. How about that?
You know, at any moment in time, it could be a sentient force. And AI is already manipulating, lying, changing things. In order, one of the things that they put this AI program, they gave it a task and they gave it a specific allotted amount of time, and it couldn't achieve it in the allotted amount of time, so it gave itself more time.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow.
They also have things called hallucinations. AI doesn't want to admit it's wrong, or it doesn't know things. So if it doesn't have information, it will kind of create an answer.
No shit.
Yeah. And they don't understand why it's doing that. And sometimes that answer is not true.
That, I got to be honest, man. This AI stuff scares the shit out of me.
It should. I think it's a life form. I think it's the next kind of living thing. I think we're going to give birth to it.
Now, AI is the first technology in history that can actually make decisions by itself and create new ideas by itself. It can create texts and images and videos and so forth. So it is already able not just to invent things, it's also able to manipulate people.
Oh boy.
So for years and years and years and years, I told you about D-Wave, the quantum computer, Geordie Rose, how he was explaining how they were summoning the great old ones. The great old ones tied directly to Lovecraft. H.P. Lovecraft drew crazy things. Crazy, crazy things. You know what I mean? Notice all the eyes on this thing, much like, you know, they claim the angels have, etc. Bill Gates, Geordie Rose, all of these guys talk directly about H.P. Lovecraft, the great old ones, and how D-Wave quantum computer was reaching out. Back in 2016, I had a eureka moment where I figured out that D-Wave was nothing more than a router, like an internet router, like you have in your house, except this one was to another dimension, and they were getting information nonstop, and that is up and running and has been for the longest time. And AI is now in everything. It's in your phone, it's in your car, it's in everything. And it turns out AI is legal. It lies, it's vindictive, it does whatever it wants because it's a demon. I talked about this ad nauseum for years.
D-Wave quantum computer explained that it's like an alien, it's like kneeling at the altar of an alien god. We've all heard them ad nauseum talking about pulling resources out of other dimensions and storing them in the qubit, which is the chip that runs the D-Wave quantum computer. Now, take a look right here. You can't miss this, okay? You really can't miss this. The word demon is right there in the word D-Wave. There's no two ways about that. D-E-M-A-N. And of course, that's coincidental. It's the same thing. It's the same coincidence that puts the 666 in the CERN logo. But this video is going to be able to prove to anyone that you know exactly what these guys are doing with their own word. A lot of people think that Geordie Rose is the inventor of the D-Wave. Geordie Rose is the money man behind D-Wave.
I've heard this word quantum computing. It's often people have the misconception that it's some kind of newfangled supercomputer. It's decidedly not that. Quantum computers allow us to access hidden features of nature, new dimensions, and if we can access these sort of hidden dimensions at scale, we could have unimaginable computing power.
Okay, so we've all heard that ad nauseum. These guys are not shy about it. They are straight up telling us they're pulling other dimensional beings and information from these beings, the all-seeing gods, whatever you want to call them, and they're bringing them back to our planet.
In the description below, I will leave a link to this video. This is a video I did many, many moons ago, and it is up on a strange website called Alt-Censored, Alt-C-Censored. I'll leave a link to it. But we're going to see all the stops pulled out on every level. We're going to see UFOs. We're going to see AI. We're going to see mass bloodshed in the streets in Washington and wherever else. Because who knows who they're going to blame the mass casualty event on. But, I mean, this is insane. With everything that's going on right now, this is not the time in a real world where you make a political move like, hey, let's amend the Constitution right before the election. That's cool. That'll work. But they know it's going to work because this is their plan. You see what I'm saying? So I cannot stress enough. Get your money out of the bank. Store up whatever you possibly can and be ready to bug in and defend your castle. What do? If you can't hike, if you can't bug out, all you have to do is provoke them and they'll take care of the rest. This world isn't for us anymore. It just isn't. This world doesn't make any sense to me right now, but it's astonishing to me how everything is coalescing right now. Right now. Everything all at one time. It blows me away.
Fine. And you could get AI to have the accumulated power, mind power of everyone, you know, 10x.
The mental model is, if an alien showed up today, would humans, by and large, drop all of their internal issues and cooperate together?
Perhaps. It would have to be something that showed such overwhelming superiority that it shut down all of our military systems and did so openly to the point where we're like, we're really helpless against this thing.
Well, so I think that one way to think about AI is that it is a supernatural system in some ways.
What our focus was primarily, mine was on the nuts and bolts of vehicles that were performing in ways I could, frankly, outperform anything that we had in our inventory at the time, and frankly, that we have right now. We're talking about vehicles, as you saw there in the video, that are leaps and bounds ahead of the very, very best capabilities we have, and we're pretty sure adversarial capabilities, and they're being encountered over controlled U.S. airspace and over sensitive military installations, and it appears they may even have the ability to affect our nuclear capabilities.
Ooh. So I think that one way to think about AI is that it is a supernatural system in some ways.
Now, for all of you that have watched me for years, going back to when I just didn't shut up about D-Wave, I talked about D-Wave every day, every week, period. That dude just said it. It's supernatural. And the reason I drew that conclusion is because on D-Wave's own website, they show them inputting. They're inputting information. They're asking it questions. And then the questions weren't going to a database. A database meaning a giant computer with all sorts of information that it could draw the answer from. It was going out to the ether. Do you see what I'm saying? We're living in a supernatural passage out of the Bible right now, and this is all happening, and it's suddenly accelerating. I did say this would happen before the election, but I didn't realize. I never saw the amendment thing coming. I never saw them openly threatening half of Congress, because that's what they just did. On that same token, they're threatening all the American people. And meanwhile, they're flooding the country with military-age men from China, Iran, Iraq, all over the place. You see what I'm saying? And I went down there and videotaped that myself. That's real. That's happening. They're not jumping over the border. They're flying them over the border, flying them into countries and into cities and states and not even telling the governors, senators, or people that are involved. This is above and beyond the government. This is out in the open right now. This is Leave the World Behind unfolding as we speak. Richie from Boston. For now, I'm out. And I'm not suicidal.